You found us. Welcome to the Hullminster Podcast, a church in the centre of Hull. Your place to worship, enjoy, explore and to belong. If you'd like more information in how you can get involved, visit our website at www.hullminster.org.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open our hearts to your word, your often challenging words. And we pray that we will listen and act upon your word to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, would you like to sit down? So, quite challenging scriptures this morning. Bishop Frank preached at 9:30, and I was very tempted to say, would you like to do both today? But I couldn't do that. So, what do we make of it? I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Now, that's not the Jesus we're used to, and probably not the Jesus we want to hear. Where is the water walking, the miracle working, the dying for me Jesus? What happened to the sweet baby Jesus laid in the manger? No crying he made. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. This fire bringing Jesus may make us feel uncomfortable. It maybe shakes us up somewhat. And then it goes on to say, I have a baptism to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it's completed. So what do we make of these opening words? Well, when we think about fire, we often think of the horrors that fire can create, and rightly so. The devastation, the destruction that fire can cause is horrendous. Yet sometimes fire can be looked at in a different way, a way of cleansing, clearing away, bringing new life even. Now, some years ago we went to Australia and we stayed with some friends just outside Sydney. And the houses where they lived were very high up. And from the back garden, all you could see was a huge, huge forest. Everything's grand in Australia, isn't it? The friends that we were staying with told us that frequently they would have fire sweeping through this forest. And they even had, the firemen would come with the huge hoses into their back gardens and spray the fires so that they didn't move into the properties. And this was quite a frequent occurrence. They would prevent the fire spreading beyond the forest. Now, the forest was made up of thousands of trees, some eucalyptus and others I can't actually remember the names of. But we were told that the ways that these trees regenerate is for the seeds to reach a terrifically high temperature caused only by fire, to make the seeds burst open and for regrowth so that the trees would grow again. And this is what happened on a cycle through this forest. So I wondered, is this the type of fire that Jesus is speaking about today? A fire that would cleanse, a fire that would cause new growth. In other words, a fire that would rid of all the old and bring in the new, bring in the kingdom that Jesus was about to deliver. But then it's followed by a talk of baptism, for Jesus' baptism leads to death on the cross so that we may have life, new life again. Changes had to take place. They began with the baptism of Jesus, which led through to his death and his resurrection, so that new life, life in the Spirit, would come. And of course, when we think of Pentecost, we think of tongues of fire. So that use of fire again. So were things so bad? Well, we're always told not to look at a Bible passage on its own, but as part of a much bigger picture. That makes sense, doesn't it? Today we see Jesus saying, "Do you suppose I came to bring peace to the world? No, not peace, but division." Yet if we look in many other parts of the Bible, for example, in John chapter 14, verse 27, we hear Jesus say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." So, a contradiction. I was talking about this passage yesterday when I was in church with Peter Oakes, and he was saying about a program that he'd listened to last week on Radio 4 about ambivalence, the questioning, the balance, weighing up both sides of a situation. And I think we are challenged with that today. We have on one side, "I bring you peace." And on the other side, "No, I don't bring peace, but division." We have that challenge. We have to be realistic and ambivalent about the gentle Jesus, meek and mild. I believe there would be many occasions when Jesus had to make things clear, and the only way to do this was to be firm in what he said. And he would often say to the people what they didn't want to hear. He had to do this to get that kingdom message through, otherwise he would fail. I believe that these verses belong to one of those occasions. Jesus cannot wait for the final reality of his mission to come alive. And he knew, you could say, the fire of justice to come. But he knew that he needed to see change, and time is running out. Jesus is on that final journey now. He's coming towards the end of his journey. His work amongst the people, no doubt under stress in awaiting his own suffering and crucifixion. It was a difficult time for Jesus. And though his message is peace, it is such a hard-won peace that it's more like division, because he's fighting off the corruption of the world. And that's why he talks about division and not bringing peace. But then a few verses on, it continues talking about the weather. The people are so good at predicting so many things, weather forecasts, watching the clouds rolling in over the Med and knowing that the rain was about to come. The wind from the hot, dusty desert, meaning sultry weather. And they see this and they recognize it, but they're actually blind to what's going on around them. From the Roman occupation to the oppressive regime of Herod, from the wealthy and arrogant high priests in Jerusalem to the false agendas of the Pharisees, it's all going on around them. And yet here in the midst of all that is a young prophet announcing God's kingdom and healing the sick, the actual saviour. Why don't they see that the scriptures are being fulfilled? The crisis is coming. So, how do we take on board today these lessons of old? We still live in a very split world. Not Herod or Roman occupation causing the split, but the 21st century has plenty of splits. 21st century life is difficult, and often we find it harder to stand up to our beliefs. There is a challenge for us today, a great challenge. But we have to make sure that we don't become narrow in our faith, insular in our faith, because it's easier just to keep it in this little building where everybody knows about Jesus. But we have to go and meet people in their ambivalence. We may be divided from others. That's part of the journey. But we need to encourage those with mixed feelings, and we can encourage them towards God's kingdom. And I think we do this. We did this last Saturday at the Fun Day. We had people in who were very ambivalent to the Christian faith. They didn't know what to make of it. But they came into this house and they met with Christians here, and they met and had a fun day. Some people don't see the need for us to open the doors to everyone. Fortunately, that's only a few people. To meet people where they are, no matter where they are on their Christian journey, if they're on a journey at all. But Jesus went through so much to give us that opportunity to spread that word, to give us that freedom to do what we need to do. And we are called to make a difference. It's up to us to be true disciples. So let's look at this passage as a small part of a large message. Not denying the difficult bits or getting totally caught up in the easy bits, but seeing the whole and working together as a people of God, to understand and to unite all people with the greatest message that they can hear, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let that be so in our hearts, the fire of God's love in our hearts, so that we want to take that message out into the world. Amen.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to one of our sermons. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, then follow us on social media or visit our website, www.holminster.org.